Is Jesus Christ the only way to heaven? Today on Daily in the Word, Dr. Paul Chappell reveals the answer of how you can know you have eternal life.
I'm thankful that Jesus faithfully went all the way to the cross. Don't let sin, don't let discouragement pull you away during this season from going all the way with the will of God. Oh, Satan will tempt you. He'll tell you, well, you could get a promotion if you would just lower your standard in this area or that area. But Jesus said, no, I'm going to keep my focus on the Father's will for my life.
The challenges of life can leave you looking for answers that only Christ can provide. In our series, Only Jesus, we'll explore what the Bible says about who Jesus is and why you must make Him the Savior and Lord of your life. Welcome to Daily in the Word. This program features the teaching and preaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. The truth of the resurrection of Jesus Christ is more than a simple historic fact to know. It is the hope of every believer. Through Dr. Chappell's clear and engaging message, you will understand what the Bible says about Jesus Christ, why it matters to you, and how you can apply these truths to your life today. And now, here's Dr. Paul Chappell with part two of a message called, Only Jesus Conquers Temptation.
That he is calling upon Jesus to worship him. And he's saying, if you will, I'll give you the power of these kingdoms. I'll give you the authority. Now, Satan tempts Jesus with power and authority. He tempts Jesus here to bypass the cross, to forget the will of the Father. He is derailing, if he can, the Lord Jesus Christ. And oh, how I'm thankful that Jesus never stepped to the side. I'm thankful that Jesus faithfully went all the way to the cross. He would not let Satan stop him from doing the will of the Father. And I want to challenge you this morning. Don't let sin, don't let discouragement, don't let the wrong friends pull you away during this season from going all the way with the will of God. Oh, Satan will tempt you. He'll tell you, well, you could get a promotion if you would just lower your standard in this area or that area. You could really be blessed if you'd just be another one of the guys. But Jesus said, no. I'm going to keep my focus on the Lord, on the Father's will, on the purpose that He has for my life. There was a temptation of the flesh. There was the temptation of ambition. And oh, how we see Satan came like a fisherman trying to bait that hook. But you see, the Bible says in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 15, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. You see, Jesus kept his focus on the will of the Father, and we must keep our focus on Jesus Christ and the will of God. And all of these circumstances around us are going to change. The news is up and down, good and bad, politicians with varying opinions. But one thing is the same, and that is God and his word. And Jesus teaches us to stay focused on the word of God. There was the temptation of the flesh, the temptation of ambition. There was the temptation of pride. Notice that in verse 9, the Bible says, and he brought him to Jerusalem and set him on a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, then cast thyself down from hence. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Now think of the audacity of Satan again, the third try. He says, if you're the Son of God, then cast yourself off of this pinnacle and see if the angels do not come to save you. Now the pinnacle of the temple was indeed a very high place just there outside of the Kidron Valley, about 100 feet really above the Kidron Valley. And Satan is literally quoting some of the scriptures here to Jesus. He says, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee. And he is quoting enough scripture here to try to convince Jesus, perhaps, that he was religious. And I want you to know that many of the cults do this same thing. They'll quote just enough Bible to sound religious. They'll say that they believe in God. They believe in the angels. They'll exalt angels. But in fact, While Satan believed, or at least knew some verses, he did not believe on Jesus Christ as the Savior, as the Son of God. Be careful of those that just quote some verses to fit their thought or their idea or their ideology. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 3 and verse number 17, "And lo, a voice from heaven saying, 'This is my Son in whom I am well pleased. This is my beloved Son.'" Listen, Jesus did not have to prove his deity. God the Father had already declared the deity of Jesus Christ. "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." God's word is more authoritative than experience. It is more authoritative than the opinions of man. It is more authoritative than the news anchors of our day, who are often godless and God-hating. You see, God the Father had declared at the baptism of Jesus Christ, "This is my Son in whom I am well pleased." John 12 and 31, "Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me." This he said, signifying which death he should die. You see, the point was that Jesus knew he had come to this earth prepared to die. 33 and a half years, every step was ordered, and Satan would push and Satan would tempt, but Jesus never altered that course. He would not let the flesh pull him away. He would not let ambition pull him away. He would not let pride pull him away. The approach of the tempter is always very subtle. Be watchful. Be reminded that the devil, as a roaring lion, wants to defeat and discourage you and your family and your children today. I want to encourage you to keep your eye on the prize of Jesus Christ. Notice, secondly, the application of the scriptures. You say, well, how did Jesus defeat Satan? How can we find that in Jesus, only in Jesus, is our victory to be found? Well, I want you to see what Jesus does. Notice in verse 4, and I do hope you have a Bible this morning. Let me encourage you, take your Bible and follow with me here. Notice in verse 4 again, it says, "And Jesus answered him, saying, 'It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God.'" You see, Jesus Christ himself is admonishing us and modeling for us the necessity of quoting the scripture, knowing the scripture, and fighting Satan with the scripture. Again, in verse number 8, he says, "Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, 'Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou serve.'" Notice again in verse 12, he says, Jesus answering him, "It is said, 'Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God.'" Throughout this passage, Jesus is quoting the scripture against Satan. And I want you to know that Satan trembles when he sees the weakest Christian opening a Bible. When he sees the weakest Christian on his knees, Satan knows that he is no match for the mighty Word of God. And so Jesus teaches us the importance of applying the scriptures. I noticed this in several areas of this passage. I want you to know that God has promised all of us a way of escape. If Jesus escaped through the scriptures, then we can escape through the scriptures. Now, I want you to take your Bible this morning and turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13. Here is a key verse for our study today. And again, I don't know where you are this morning. I know some of you are at your kitchen table, your dining room table. You might be in your car. I have no idea. But turn in your Bible, would you please? Because this is a verse that's going to get you through the week. 1 Corinthians 10, 13. Notice what it says. "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful." Just like the singer sang a moment ago, God is faithful. "Who will not suffer you," that means will not allow you to be tempted above that which you are able. Now, my friends, I want you to mark this in your mind, that God will not bring you to it unless he can bring you through it. He will not try you above that which you are able. You say, but I am so lonely. I'm worried about finances. I have these friends telling me, get out of California, get out of that church, whatever. And they're discouraging me. Listen to me. God will not bring you to a trial that he does not intend to bring you through. He'll not try you above that which you are able. All of these trials are Father filtered, and God will make a way. And so we see the Word of God points us in that right direction. I heard about a coworker that asked his friend, he said, why don't we go get some donuts together? And sometimes that's what we like to do when we're under stress, is have something like that. And the friend said, well, he said, I can't. He said, I'm on a diet right now. I'm not eating any donuts. And he said, well, just around the corner is a donut shop. And he said, I was just thinking that maybe we could have some donuts. And he said, his friend said, no. But the next day, his friend showed up. And his friend had a couple boxes of donuts. And he said, you know, on the way to work today, I was just praying, God, if it's your will for me to have some donuts, then just provide a parking spot right in front of the donut shop. And he told his friend, he said, you know, he said, on the eighth time around that donut shop, a parking spot opened up just for me. Now, let me tell you something. If you're going to avoid temptation, you're not going to come to God's word the eighth time. You're not going to let God be the number eighth way out, but you're going to seek Him first, and you're going to look to Him. He will provide a way of escape. Unless you're looking for a way in to some type of sin, God says, I'll show you the way out. I'll not try you above that which you are able. He promises a way of escape. He provides that. And the way is His word. He says, man shall not live by bread alone. Deuteronomy 8 and verse 3. That man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. I'm thankful this morning that when I hold this blessed book in my hand, that it is God's word, every word of it for you and for me. He says in verse 8, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God. He said, this is the way for you to escape all of the pulls of the world. Keep your focus on the Lord, reaching forth unto Jesus Christ. He said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Deuteronomy 6:16. Ye shall not tempt the Lord your God as ye tempted me in Massah. And so we see how Satan approaches, the approach of the tempter, so subtle, so slick. He makes sin look so easy and no one's ever going to find out. But we learn the way to escape is through the application of the Scriptures. Hide the Word of God in your heart that you would not sin against Him. But I want you to notice finally not only how the approach is by Satan, not only the application of Scripture that brings the victory, but finally this morning I want you to see the awareness of the believer. Every mature believer knows that during this COVID-19, there's a scene that's happening above us and beyond us in the sense of God's sovereign will for this planet, for this universe, for eternity. But we also know that there's something specifically right now for each of us to learn, for ways that each of us can grow in Christ. And Satan knows that. Satan would love to weaken Christians and weaken the church during this time, but we must be aware that God can strengthen us during this time. Now, the Bible tells us this, and I want you to turn to one more verse this morning and hold your spot there in the book of Luke. Take your Bibles now and turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse number 11. I want you to see this with me and turn there briefly. This is something you need to see, again, for this moment right now. 2 Corinthians 2:11 says, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. Now, Christian, you must be aware that Satan comes in times of weaknesses, that Satan has devices that he wants to bring against us, and we must determine that he will not have the victory. We are not ignorant of his devices. Now, what devices has he used in the past with you? What has it been that Satan tries to throw at you? Is it discouragement? Is it anger? Is it alcohol? Is it just this idea of just, I'm out of here? You know, what is it? Don't be ignorant of his devices and don't let him take advantage of you during this time. Every one of us will be tempted and tried. And so as we close this morning, I want to give you four keys to victory over Satan. Four keys to victory. How that through Jesus Christ, we can have the victory. The first victory that we've seen already is to be found by the Word of God. I want to come back to that. Luke 4:4, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So important. One of our distinctives as a people of faith, and specifically as Baptists, is that we believe in the authority of the Scripture. But believing in the authority of Scripture and claiming the authority of Scripture are two entirely different things. We must claim the authority of Scripture in our battle against Satan, and we must quote the Scriptures and hold to the Scriptures. True freedom comes from the promises of the Word of God. So, by the Word of God, we overcome Satan. Secondly, by walking in the Spirit, we overcome Satan. Now, don't miss that. I really want you to come back to it with me. Luke chapter 4 and verse 1. Don't forget where we started. We're coming to the end, but don't forget where we started. Remember, and Jesus being full of the Holy Ghost. Can you say that with me this morning? All right, let's say it together. And Jesus being full of the Holy Ghost. If Jesus had victory by the Word and by the Spirit, that's how we're going to have victory, by the Word and by walking in the Spirit. Oh, the Holy Spirit of God will bring a sweetness back to your marriage. If we humble ourselves and seek His fullness, confessing and emptying ourselves of sin, there's a sweetness that comes into our life. And Jesus was full of the Holy Spirit. And we must as well be full of the Holy Spirit of God. Be not drunk with wine, where it is excess, but be filled with the Spirit of God. Galatians 5 and 16, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Oh, the Spirit of God will guide you into the right path and with the right friends and giving you wisdom along the way. My grandmother one time said to me, she said, Paul, If you don't want to get a rotten apple, then stay out of the devil's orchard. In other words, don't even get close to that rotten stuff. Just stay out of his place of temptation. Resist the devil, the Bible says in James 4, 6. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. And so the first key to victory is the Word of God. And the second key to victory is to walk in the Spirit. And the third key to victory is to fellowship with godly people. Fellowship with godly people. Acts 2:42. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and in fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. Now someone says, well, there you go. That's why I'm having my struggle. I can't fellowship with people like I used to. Okay, but now listen. You can walk in the Word of God. And you can walk in the Spirit. And did you know that we can fellowship? You know, our connection groups are meeting every week, and we're able to fellowship through texting, through phone calls, through prayer. We can fellowship with one another. So rather than take the self-pity route and say, here I am, I'm isolated, and nobody loves me, and nobody cares, we need to take the idea of saying, you know what, I can still fellowship every which way possible, whether that's by some form of social media, whether that's by getting online at lbclive.tv, because we need the edification of fellow believers. We don't need the negativity of some believers. We don't need the poor humor of some or the constant sarcasm of others. But we do need those kinds of friends that give us encouragement, that tell us that God is able, that encourage us along the way, especially because Satan is fighting all of us. And so we fight with the Word of God and we walk in the Holy Spirit. And then thirdly, by the fellowship that we keep, God will make a way. And then let me share a final way with you. And that is by keeping your focus on the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. You see, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 5, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Friend, this week, I challenge you, every thought that comes into your mind, bring it to the obedience of Christ. Make your thoughts subject to the will of God and the purpose of God, bringing every thought into captivity, not allowing wrong thoughts to run rampant. This will bring victory into our life. Oh, I'm so thankful that Jesus Christ is our victory, and focusing on Him will bring victory. The Bible says in Hebrews 7 and 25, wherefore He is also able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by Him, seeing He ever liveth to make intercession for them. Did you hear that verse? He is able to save them to the uttermost that come to God by Him. Sometimes people have no way of escape. They have no way out. They can't get over their temptation because they have never been saved. They do not have the Holy Spirit living with them. They do not understand the Bible. They don't have Christian friends in the sense that we have preached this morning. But the Bible tells us very clearly in Hebrews chapter 7 and verse 25 that God is able to save you to the uttermost, and that He is able to bring you to God through the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. Friend, I want to tell you this morning that if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, if you have never been saved, that today could be the beginning point of your victory, and that through Jesus Christ alone, you can have the forgiveness of sin and you can have power over sin, not you yourself, but by the one that lives within you, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. And so I ask you this question, are you saved? I mean, has there ever been a time in your life when you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ, as we said a moment ago, the perfectly sinless Son of God. He lived on this earth. He walked on this earth. But then He went to the cross, and there He shed His blood on the cross for your sin and for mine. The third day later, He rose up again for our justification. Our good works cannot bring salvation. Trying to be really good doesn't save you. It's only the goodness of Jesus that saves us. He was the perfectly sinless one. He shed His blood for our sin. And He tells us that if we will come to Him with faith, that we can have our sins washed away. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. It's not by avoiding temptation that we're saved. It's by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ that we are saved. If you're with us today and you have never truly been saved the Bible way, friend, all you must do is simply say to the Lord Jesus, Jesus, I confess to you that I am a sinner. I know that I fall short of your glory. And I ask you now to be my personal Savior. And I'm trusting you only to be my Savior. I'm turning to you only and asking you, God, save me from my sin and give me a home in heaven. And if you would call out to the Lord Jesus Christ and ask Him to save you today, He will. He will save you from your sin and give you a home in heaven. Because friend, that is the first step and the greatest step to overcoming trials and temptation, is by knowing that Jesus is with you, living within you, and that He will take you to heaven someday. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, if today and you say, well, Pastor, I've been saved a long time, but I have been battling some temptation. I have been sensing the trials of this life are strong upon me, and it's been a challenging time. Then I want to encourage you that when the tempter approaches you, to take in your arsenal the very Word of God, to walk in the Spirit of God, to fellowship with the saints of God, and to find yourself trusting Him and staying focused on the Lord Jesus Christ this week. And it is through Jesus, and only through Jesus, that we can come out of this faithfully serving, joyfully living, and knowing that it was all because of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so if you're a Christian friend and you're making a decision to fight Satan with the Word of God, to walk in the Spirit, to overcome temptation, it's so exciting to know that through Christ, we can have the victory. And it's my prayer that this week you will live on the winning side. And so if you've accepted Christ today, let us know. If you have another need, let us know. But we know this, that in the world we'll have tribulation, but we're to be of good cheer, for Jesus Christ has overcome the world.
You've been listening to Daily in the Word with Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. If you'd like to connect with Pastor Chappell on Facebook or Twitter, go to paulchappell.com and click on his social media links. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his free Daily in the Word email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. Again, that's paulchappell.com. We hope today's message has encouraged you. Dr. Chappell serves as a pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church, and he is the author of many books. But most of all, he has a passion and love for you. If you've been helped through Dr. Chappell's ministry, he'd love to hear your story. Visit us on our website today, where you can listen to today's entire message, become a partner in the Word, and sign up for Pastor Chappell's Daily in the Word email devotional. Visit us at paulchappell.com.
and thank you for listening today. Be sure to join us next time as we continue to discover God's answers for today's challenges here on Daily in the Word.